Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Vikings make the move. Harbaugh not in. Kevin O'Connell is. A lot to talk about over the next weeks and months on that one. I mean, it'll shift to O'Connell now. But joining us right now, Brian Sanifer. He's known for his work in basketball community, but he was a football player himself back in the day. Sandy, how does that strike you? O'Connell, not Harbaugh.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know how we couldn't get Harbaugh to do it, but I mean, hey, you know, he's got a great situation in Michigan. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think maybe he underestimated some of the things the Vikings would ask of him or not allow him to do, and maybe he thought that it was he had the template of an offer there, and he thought that it would just be a formality, and once they started to visit, it kind of fell apart, as I understand it. So I don't know if he's using it to negotiate or using it to, you know, get a feel good going back there in Michigan, but yeah, it is what it is. You know, the money's so big. You deal with college coaches a lot over the years, Sandy, and the money is so big for coaches and the pressure to win is so big. How much do college coaches, it seems to me they're always kind of measuring themselves because they know how much everybody makes in their business. That's not true of a lot of businesses. And they're very aware of what everybody makes in their industry, aren't they?
Very aware. And that's why so many of them now, since the pandemic, they're adamant about trying to get in transfer portal kids because they don't want to wait to develop kids. They want to win right now so they can move up the coaching ranks and earn the big paydays.
The Power Five conferences rule in football. It's pretty much the same in basketball, save Gonzaga and some of these kind of school, Duke to an extent, these schools that are standalones, huh?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know, think about it. They really don't consider Gonzaga a Power Five conference, but they're a Power Five team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's other schools. You know, Utah can be good. There's schools in basketball that can be good. You know, I've always wondered, Sandy, and I've never really gotten the right answer. I've heard a lot of answers, but you know, you look at what Duke has done, and I say, if Duke can do that, why can't Northwestern do it? A high academic school sitting in Chicago, plenty of basketball around you, plus you should be able to recruit nationally, and you've got access to Illinois, not far from Milwaukee and Wisconsin, lots of hotbeds. When you look at Northwestern, and they've tried to do it with a Duke player, Chris Collins, and he's had modest success, but what's missing there? What's the missing ingredient to a school like that?
Tradition, I think, basketball-wise, I think also – you know, maybe the academic stipulations to get kids enrolled at schools like that are a little bit lower than Duke. You know, a lot of Northwestern's a high-level academic school. Not saying Duke's chop liver, but Duke, I don't think Duke is as high academically as far as admissions process to get in as Northwestern.
So when Gonzaga was recruiting your guys, Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren, what was that process like? Did it feel like you've had a lot of guys go to big-time schools. Did it feel the same with them? Are they up to speed on that, or where are they at with it?
Gonzaga's first-class organization. I mean, when I talked to a few Suggs his sophomore year, going into his junior year, he said he didn't really think he had a shot at getting them. I said, well, I'm reaching out to you because the dad and I looked at you guys' situation. We watched on film. We felt like you guys, the way you play, is conducive to what would make Jalen, you know, really good for your program. So I said, but in the process of it, with all the offers he has, I said, I want you to recruit him as a head coach. And then, you know, once I said that, I mean, he went all in, you know, like I said, he took over recruiting the kid over everybody. So when the head coach puts that kind of emphasis, and like I said, he was at more of our games than Coach Pitino was. So when that happens, I mean, you know, that's first class, and they did the same thing recruiting Jet.
So for most kids, is it all about the head coach?
Well, I'm big on relationships. I'm big on I want to talk to the person that's going to make the final decision and everything. So most kids in my program, I want to talk to the head coach. The start process a lot of times goes with assistant coaches, but as well as I did with Ben Johnson. When Ben Johnson was calling about Braden, you know, I talked to Ben Johnson. I didn't talk to no other coach on the staff. You know, when I talked to TJ Oppenheiser down at Iowa State about Damari, and I didn't talk to him directly. You know, after a while, you know, I want to cut the chase because at the end of the day, those guys control your fate more than the assistant coaches do.
Braden Carrington is who you refer to, Park Center kid. I've seen him play. He competes hard. He can shoot the basketball, and he's got a toughness when he goes inside. You've seen a lot of these kids come through. Project him.
Well, for one, I think he should win Mr. Basketball, number one. Let's go there. So then I say two, he's a dual threat. He can play the one, two, and he possibly the three because he can guard. He's a high-level guard. He can guard. And then Big Ten, you have to be able to guard. And he's above average. I mean, he shoots the lights out. He's above average shooter. He can play off the ball or he can play on the ball. And the biggest thing with him, I think he's a competitor. He competes at a high level. He's super tough. Always feels like he has the proof thing. You know, when he was a little bit younger, he had some offers that, like from Florida and stuff like that. A lot of the local writers were questioning, you know, whether those offers were real and that type of thing about the kid. And then as we see, they were more than real. And Ben Johnson, as soon as he got the job, him and Damarion Watson were the number one target that he went after. And I think Braden Carrington, and if he stays healthy, I think within a couple of years, I'd say by his third year, I think he'd have a chance to make some money playing at a high level.
Now, you also have a bunch of kids out there that, you know, pretty soon this will become a question for you. They're going to be calling you saying, hey, should I enter the transfer portal or not because I'm not getting enough minutes? And that's just the nature of the beast of this thing. What do you tell those kids? And do you believe that most program or Big Ten programs are going to be big winners in being able to build the team through the transfer portal?
No. I mean, my personal opinion, I'm not really a big fan of the Big Ten. Far as the style of play, you know, I like it's kind of like a lunch pail, you know.
Oh yeah,
you know, a lot of physicality and stuff like that. You know, I like to see more of a up tempo. I think Duke plays a very exciting style of basketball. You know, Gonzaga plays a very exciting style of basketball. Baylor, you know, those teams play more of an athletic game, whereas the Big Ten is really a bump and grind, kind of a tough guy type of conference, which is fine. But it's not as exciting to me as watching those other schools.
Can you go into the transfer portal and get those big physical kids? Because it looks like that's what Ben needs right now.
Yeah. And let's be honest, Ben doesn't have his whole team. He's got a few guys. I mean, Parker Fox and stuff like that. But I think in general, if anybody is going to benefit off the transfer portal, Ben Johnson could benefit greatly off of it because he's got a lot of young guys. And he's got a lot of the D1 guys that he does have are really like, kids that all came from low to mid-major schools. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had success. Jameson had success. Sutherland had success at the schools they're at. But there's a big difference between playing in the Big Ten and playing in some of the conferences those kids came from.
Brian Sandifer is our guest. Now, in the summertime, you guys obviously, with Sizzle, you tour the country. You get a lot of big-time, you know, colleges, et cetera. Is that different now with the transfer portal? Do they come out and recruit as aggressively the high school kid, or do they watch and kind of go, yeah, you know, maybe kind of, we got to see who else shows up from another league before we decide whether or not we'll take a transfer or him?
Well, it's kind of, I think right now they're being a little bit more objective about how they're recruiting kids right now in the transfer portal. What I'm finding, and we're going to have some kids, you know, we got some kids that we felt like were under-recruited are in the class 222. They don't have any academic issues. But we got some kids that are probably going to reclassify and go 1 year to a prep school and then come back out, because a lot of the offers that they have now, they'll have those same ones, you know, in a year from now. So
sure. That
changes the game, too. You're going to have some kids that'll test the market in the prep schools because, like you said, the transfer portal seems to be the top priority that a lot of these D1 coaches are looking at first right now.
Now, would you ever think, there is one kind of a prep school here in Minnesota, but are we going to see more of those so that the kids are going, hey, you got to transfer everything out. I got to just go mature a little bit more. We have junior hockey. We really don't have that same thing for basketball except for prep schools where you don't lose your eligibility.
I have a pipeline of prep schools that I deal with. I probably would never send none of my kids here, even though these guys, up and coming, they're trying to do it. But one thing about the prep school situation, when you start sending kids to prep school, those coaches want kids that they know that are Division I level kids or highest level of Division II, because when you start playing a national schedule and a lot of those fifth-year teams, out there on the circuit, those kids, the only reason they're not playing Division I basketball at the time is maybe because there may be some academic issues or, like I said, just where kids want to become bigger, stronger, more athletic in a year and then have the D1 offers. But I mean, I've sent kids, Deontay Robinson, Jordan Jett went to Notre Dame Prep where Michael Beasley went to. David Hicks, who played for me, he played at South Kent Prep in Connecticut with Isaiah Thomas. I mean, I probably sent 12, 15 kids to prep school. So, I'm a big fan of that. I have a kid now currently from Minnehaha Academy, Isaiah Davis, plays at We United in Missouri. So, he's a 3.0 student. So he didn't go for basketball. I mean, he didn't go for school reasons. He went for basketball to develop his game, become better, and help his recruitment out, because he's one of the one kids that suffered from that pandemic year of 2021 where no kids really got to play in the NCAA circuit that year because of the COVID situation.
Now, Mercy Miller, the kid at Minnehaha that you're familiar with, Master P's son, I understand left Minnehaha for Oak Hill Academy. Is that what he did?
Yeah, that was a choice he made. End of the day.
Is that a peer prep school, or is that considered?
It's a very good school as far as the tradition that they've had. But Mercy Miller already committed to Houston. I mean, he got his, let's be honest, the Mercy brothers, the Miller twins, obviously are good kids, but they really didn't have a name until they walked in the doors of Minnehaha Academy.
No, all of a sudden, boom, they were everywhere.
Yeah, so, Minnehaha Academy and Sizzle had the stage, and they took advantage of it like all kids. So, we wish them well. But Mercy's already verbally committed to University of Houston, where his dad went, so he could have went to Miles Park Academy, and he's still going to University of Houston. It wouldn't have mattered where he went.
But he's a player, huh?
He's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Hell of a player.
Yeah, I mean, you watch him, big guard like that, freshman, he's handling the pressure, all that stuff last year.
Yeah. He's got a chance. I think he's got a chance. He's got a chance to be a pro, I think. If he can get Kennedy to progress at the rate he is, I think he's going to be really special.
All right, Sands, appreciate it. Always fun to get an update from you, and we'll be in touch.
No doubt about it. Appreciate you.
You bet. Brian Sandifer, nice enough to join us from the Sizzle program, but so much more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.